The word of God said in the book of John chapter 3, verse 16 and 17 says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. What I'm really trying to tell you today is that if you're truly seeking God, you ought to hold on and never let go.
Till you bless me.
Here I am, standing on your word. I believe that whenever I need you, all I got to do is call on your holy name.
I can't let you go till you bless me.
I'm gonna hold on.
I can't let go.
I'm gonna hold on and never let go
till you bless me.
But listen here. 2 Corinthians 5, 7 and 8 says, For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confidence, I say, and we'll rather to be absent from this body to be present with the Lord.
I can't let go.
Ooh, he.
Till you bless me.
I'm not gonna let you go.
Can't let go.
Until you bless me.
Till you bless me.
If he told me tonight to get up, pack my bags and leave here, I wouldn't even care what my family or my friends may have to say. That's why
I can't let go.
I can't let you go
till you bless me.
Anybody feel like I feel?
Can't let go.
I'm gonna hold on
till you bless me.
I'm reminded of a story in the Bible. The devil don't know what you're talking about. Ooh, ooh. I'm reminded of a thing that happened in my life when I was a little boy. Can I get a witness there? I remember mama sitting us round at the dinner table. She began to fix our plate. She was sitting loud down. And said, Mama, where's your plate? She said, Don't worry about me, son.